Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. How are you guys? I'm laughing, but I really shouldn't be laughing because I don't want to say that many of you guys are mad at me, because I'm pretty sure that if you follow my pod, you completely understand why I needed to take the time that I did and why it's been so long since I launched an episode. If you understand the dynamic of it, if you understand me a little bit from those all of those episodes that I put out, you know exactly why this needed to happen at the time that it needed to happen. So I'm just really happy to be back. I'm just happy to know that many of you are still there, are still waiting to hear a brand new episode. So thank you so much if you are coming back. Thank you so much if you went back and listened to the ones that I put out already. And I can't wait to bring more content this year. I can't wait to just sit here and give you straight like that and give you the reality of my life, the reality of the world, at least from my perspective. I really can't wait, to be honest. And yeah, with that being said, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope all of you are happy that we made it. To be honest, at least the energy that I feel around me is that it was a really tough year last year. And towards the end, a lot of us just ran out of energy, out of motivation, out of a lot of things to give out and even to sustain yourself. So I totally understand when I talk to people and they tell me things like this, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we made it. Wow, that was a close one. And when I hear stuff like that, I totally resonate, because that was actually the main reasons why I had to put off this this podcast, because it just didn't feel right. I just didn't have the right energy. I was also extremely busy, to be honest, because I was handling two jobs and I found myself in a place where I just stop catering to anything that I was actually enjoying doing, which was this podcast, working out, eating healthy, like all of that good stuff for body, mind, and soul. I neglected, to be completely honest and transparent. This is what happened the last 3 months. I was just really trying to find my course, I guess. And I was just doing things that I thought that were right for me. And at the same time, I didn't really realize that I was neglecting an important base for me to stand on. And of course, I broke down. Of course, I came to a point where I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. Like, this is crazy. It's just too much. It was honestly just too much to handle. And if you put on top of that, being a person where you like to take care of every single one around you, that becomes extremely overwhelming. And that's the type of person that I found myself to be, is that I'm always there for everyone else. I'm always there to cater to whatever needs people around me have. And most of the times I just really neglect my own needs, or I really just think that I don't need anything and I'm always good and I'm always in good vibrations and I just give and give and give. And what ended up happening was that I was just giving out of an empty cup and it just sucked me completely dry. So towards the end of the year, I don't know if many of you know. If you don't, I'm going to tell you. Towards the end of the year, I took a trip to New York. It was extremely last minute. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I mean, I had a plan to bring my family over for Christmas, but that just didn't happen. So I was just thinking to myself, like, listen, you're going to be 30 this year. You got to do something for yourself. I think this is the sign that the universe, God, is giving you right now, is just for you to stop for a second, stop thinking about everyone else, and just think for you. Think about you. Think about what you want. What would you like? What would make you really happy right now? And at the time, I was just looking about places like around here, like Austria or Sweden, a place that really had that Christmas spirit, because that was something that I was missing out to. I was just missing the Christmas spirit that for some reason I wasn't really feeling it last year. So I thought to myself, you know what, if I go to a really nice Christmas market, if I just surround myself with a lot of snow and a lot of Christmas lights, this will cheer me up. This is what I need. So I was just looking to these places that I just told you, but nothing really seemed right. And extremely last minute, I talked to my friend Pat, and she said that, listen, I'm going to be in New York for 2 weeks. Why don't you come along? And I was like, girl, that's crazy. Like, super last minute. What do you mean coming to New York? It's going to be Christmas time. Tickets are going to be super expensive. Oh my goodness. But I thought about it like for 48 hours. This is what I told her. I was like, you know what? Give me today and tomorrow to think about it. And I thought about it for 2 seconds. I looked at my bank account. My bank account looked at me. And I was just like, you know what? Just go. Just go. What is actually stopping you from going? And I wrote it down. I was like, okay, why would you not go to New York in 7 days? And I really couldn't find any reason to not want to go. I was trying to write it down, and I was like, there's no reason why. Like, maybe fear, you know, it's COVID time, it's going to be hard with all these restrictions and things are shifting so fast. What if you get stuck? This was the only thing that came to my head about this trip. So I was just like, you know what, just go. Just go. And this is exactly what I did. I booked my ticket, and next thing I knew, I was on a plane on my way to New York to spend 10 days with my friend Pat. And which is crazy, because also that part, we don't really know each other like that. I mean, we knew each other from social media. We spent some time together in Warsaw during the summer, but it's not like we are super close friends, right? So I was just like, but you know what? She's a really cool person. We vibed really nice together. So I was like, there's nothing that can go wrong with that. And in fact, nothing did go wrong with that. It was really, really pleasant to be there with her those 10 days. But yeah, anyway, that was amazing. That trip was really nice. I really just took time to enjoy myself, which was something that I didn't do for a long time. And I didn't even realize that I needed it. And I didn't even realize that it's been so long since I did something like that. And even throughout the trip, to be quite honest with you, even throughout the trip, I was just making sure, a lot of times that Pat was good, as she was doing the same. But I felt that coming out of me. I'm like, listen, like, you came here for yourself, and you are still putting other people in front of your needs. But I caught myself. I did catch myself. So I was still able to do a lot of things, a lot of things that I wanted to do. I explored a lot. I watched the basketball game, which was awesome. And it's crazy, because I've lived in America before, and I never got the chance to do the things that I did this time. Also because I was single this time going there. So that makes a big difference. That makes a big difference. So it was really nice. It was really nice to do that. It was nice when I came back and I realized that I did that for myself, to cater to myself, and which was something that I really realized that I wasn't doing at all. Like sometimes we think that, or let me just say that, not to diverge a lot from what I was saying, but most of the times we think that self-care, because this is something that we've heard all throughout 2021, self-care, give yourself some time, you know, rest if you need to. If you need to stop, make sure you stop. Even myself, that was my my speech for a lot of my episodes throughout last year. I always told you, like, if you needed a break, just take the break. It's okay. And this was something that kept replaying in my head, like, okay, self-care, take a break. If you feel overwhelmed, make sure you take care of yourself and stuff like that. And coming into the new year, I realized that, okay, those things are all legit, okay? Those words are real. If you are tired, you need to take a break. You need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your mind, body, and soul, okay? You need to become conscious, become self-aware. Yes, those things are crucial. What I didn't realize until this new year was that, okay, but what are you doing to make this self-care work for you? Like, what is your self-care? What do those words mean to you? What is that? What is self-care? Is laying down in your bed all day and just being on your phone, on TikTok, Instagram, social media in general? What is self-care? Going for a walk? I don't know, scheduling a therapy session with your therapist? What is self-care? Cutting toxic people out of your life? This is on a more broad spectrum right now. And I thought about that, and I was just like, okay, what is self-care to me? Because I just kept repeating these words, and I came to the conclusion that I wasn't really doing self-care. All I was doing was putting my life on hold because I was afraid to take certain steps. All I was doing was stopping and getting back to my old ways because I wasn't having enough of a commitment with myself in order to better my own life. And I blamed it on self-care. I blamed it on this, on these words that society just was blurring it out the entire time. Take care of yourself, you know, take a break. And whenever I went back to my old ways, whenever I stopped whatever routine I had built for myself, because for whatever reason, I just let my ego, you know, get to me, I was blaming it on self-care. I realized that I was holding on to that excuse of, oh, but, you know, I need this break. I need this. And at the same time, I was just forgetting about everything. I was just forgetting that I lost commitment. I was losing respect towards myself. I was losing consistency. I wasn't building consistency because I got attached to these words so bad. I got attached to the do something for yourself or do nothing for yourself, you know, just lay in bed. It's okay to rest. And I held on to those things so hard that I realized that now I realize. But at the time I didn't, that I was basically just self-destructing. I was basically cutting out from my life anything that was making me healthy, anything that was making me move forward. And it's crazy that I'm just not realizing this. I mean, it's not crazy. Every season in your life that you go through, it's obviously teaching you something. And when it happens at the time, when things are happening in the present, you can't really see the growth that that you are going through. So it's incredible to look at my past 3-4 months and understand now that, like, wow. You got a lot of work to do still. Like, you have to build respect for yourself, commitment, which is a big word for me this year. Commitment and respect and just consistency in general, consistency, because a lot of things that I envision for myself cannot be built without those three things. And no matter how much... No matter how much we know about spirituality, self-awareness, consciousness, and be present in a moment and quiet your mind through meditation and exercising and all of the theory, no matter how much we know, this doesn't mean anything, nothing, squat, if we don't put it into practice. And this sounds like the biggest cliche of them all, but it's so true. We have to put things into practice. We know the theory. We already know what we should do. We have to do it. We have to do it. I can't emphasize this enough. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine a couple of days ago, and I was telling her about this TikTok video where this guy was saying that it's crazy how we don't respect ourselves. Like, we can get up every single day and be at work at 9 a.m. sharp. Every single day. Because why? Because we have to. It's our job, right? And if the next day you say, okay, I'm going to wake up at 7:30 to go to the gym, and the next day comes, 7:30 hits, and you hit that snooze button, and you say, you know what, maybe I can go tomorrow, you know, it's not that big of a deal, or maybe I can go a little later today. And you're not even realizing that you are walking on a road of not respecting yourself. Because when you do stuff like that, you're not respecting yourself. So you respect your boss because you have to be at work at 9 a.m. And you don't respect yourself because you set that commitment to yourself to go to, okay, let's not mention the gym, because the gym is a trigger for a lot of people. Just something simple. I don't know. Go for a walk, maybe. Something like that. Go for a walk. Or like, go to that really nice restaurant that you wanted to go that day. And you set that commitment for yourself, and then the day comes, and because it's you, because you don't have respect for you, you just say, it's not that big of a deal. I'll go into the day. It's crazy when you think about it like that. I don't know about you, but when I heard that, I was like, wow, it's insane how much we don't respect ourselves. It's crazy how much we just put off our own life to cater to other people. Because this is another thing too. The same way you do it for your boss, at least me, the same way I do it for a job, I do it for friends. I do it for family. And this is actually something that I need to heal this year, is understanding that I need to put myself first and I need to have a lot of self-respect for myself. The same way I put everything on hold when someone calls me and needs my help, I need to put everybody on hold when my mind, my body, and my soul calls for me. And it calls for me every single day, every single time, every step that I take, my body, mind, and soul is calling for me. So I need to have that commitment with myself. I need to build that respect for myself. If I say that I'm going to do something for myself, I am going to do it, and I am not going to postpone it. And I think this is the message that I have for you guys today. Just really assess what words like that mean to you, you know, like self-care and taking a break, and just really sit down with those words and sit down with whatever happened throughout last year and understand, okay, why all of this self-care didn't work. To be honest, like these days when I go on social media and I see some of the influencers that I follow, or I see some of these accounts that I follow on Instagram or whatever, and I see it regularly, and they're like, okay, well, I need a break for my mental health, or I need, I'm going to be out of here for a minute. And that is awesome. That is really awesome. I think everyone should do it every once in a while. Just delete your social media and actually cater to your real life. Yes, kudos to that. What I'm trying to say is, are you actually healing though? Are you, what is in your self-care healing journey that is actually caring? Are you actually moving past what is bothering you? What is harming you? Are you actually healing those things? Or are we just going to be on a self-healing journey forever? I mean, I believe that it's an infinite work. I do believe that. I don't think that there's a point in time when you get there and you're like, oh, well, you're done. You passed all the levels. We are all healed now. I don't believe that. I believe that it's a long, infinite journey, and where we better ourselves every single day. I do believe that. What I'm saying is, are we actually getting past these traumas? Are we actually getting past the things that hurt us? Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, I see a lot of videos, I hear a lot of people talking, and some of these conversations, some of these words is that, oh my gosh, I thought I was healed from that until he got, you know, until he came back. I thought these thoughts were over with, and then they came back. I thought that type of stuff didn't bother me anymore. But apparently it does, because I still feel some type of way about it. So I came to the realization that it's like the self-healing journey never really ends, but the way that we deal with things changes. This I think this is the key, is not something that happened in your life and you're like, okay, I'm healed, that doesn't bother me anymore. I don't think that's ever going to be possible. I think it's just a way that we are going to deal with those thoughts that is going to change. And I think the healing, it's something along those lines, at least in my perspective, is just changing our perspective and changing the way we see things in order to cope with them better, right? But before we get to all of that, we need to understand, what are we really doing on this self-care journey? That is my message for today. I hope that you understood what I was trying to say, and I hope this makes sense to you coming to this new year, to really just sit down with yourself and assess everything that you went through last year and just really, really assess that and really think about what can you change moving forward and what makes sense for you to change moving forward in order to be better. Because I do believe it's possible. Everyone is just being very negative these days because of COVID and restrictions and people getting sick. And I know it's hard. I know it is extremely hard to go through situations like that. However, I do believe that there's a better way to cope with things like that. And it's within you. So, yeah. That is my message for today, you guys. Happy New Year. Congratulations if you made it. If you made it across, I'm happy for you. If you are still on this journey, if you are still fighting to be a better person, if you are still having the strength to get up every single day to better yourself, congratulations. Congratulations, because that shit is hard. And I'm sorry I'm cussing, but this deserves a little, you know, a little shit and fucking there, because shit is hard. Shit is hard, especially when you do everything by yourself, which you should, because it's your self journey. And it's challenging. It's really challenging to have that strength to get up every single day and to go get whatever you think the universe has in store for you. So congratulations. Stay positive, y'all. Like, stay really positive. If you need to talk, meditate with yourself, spend more time with yourself, quiet your mind, talk to God, talk to universe, let it out. Really, it helps. It really helps. Because sometimes when you think you can follow those thoughts and, you know, those concerns to other people, it's just going to make it worse. I mean, it's not going to make it worse, but sometimes the advice that someone has for you is based on their own experience, and it's not going to really fit your journey. So before you do all of that, before you go through your partner, to your friend, to your family member, go to yourself first, go to universe, go to God. Okay, go to your higher self, because you always know best. I promise you, you do. You just need to listen to it. So, yeah, let me stop talking. I just missed you guys so much. Oh my gosh, it's been way too long. But we're back. We're here. That's all that matters. New year. I'm not going to say a lot of those cliche phrases, but you already know what I mean by that. Let's all thrive to become better, and let's all thrive to live a better life, because it's possible, y'all. It's possible. We got to have faith and we got to believe in ourselves. So with that being said, thank you so, so much for being here. Thank you so much for coming back, for sticking by. I am extremely content to be happy. I have so much to talk about. So much happened, y'all. There's a lot of things that happened internally over the past 3 months. So I can't wait to just sit here now with a clear mind and express myself about those things. And now that I understand what was really going on and I have a clear vision of what happened, I really can't wait to sit here and tell you about that, because I'm pretty sure there's someone out there that can relate. And at least I hope so. So once again, thank you so much for being here. You already know where you can find this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And I will see you on my next one. Bye.